You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman. I am so excited. I've been very, very blessed to be a part of an amazing group of young professionals helping little people, elementary and middle school students, learn math. The name of the company is called MBA Math Hoops. And for the past few years, I've been a board member of the parent organization called Learn Fresh. And every time, this time of year, I'm really, really fired up because I get to be a part of watching the national tournament for MBA Math Hoops. For those of you who haven't heard of MBA Math Hoops, I really, really ask you to visit www.nbamathhoops.org. NBA standing for the National Basketball Association, mathhoops.org. It's an amazing company changing lives, one individual at a time. So, I'm not sure if you knew this, but the United States is really challenged in a number of academic subjects in terms of our test scores, in terms of our performance, in terms of how we apply all of this learning in the classroom to the real world. Well, I'm a strong believer that MBA Math Hoops is one of the best solutions out there. Nationwide, 82% of low-income eighth graders are not proficient in math. Yes, 82%. Failing a math class in middle school is a key indicator for dropping out of high school, which, as we know, can lead to a lifetime of struggle. And so, why MBA Math Hoops? Well, students are more motivated and successful when they're provided with educational experiences that closely relate to their lives and keep them engaged. And we know the power of sports. Well, MBA Math Hoops is literally a game changer. As most of you know, the United States has really been talking about STEM, STEM, STEM. Well, what is STEM? What is this all about? Why are we pushing this? STEM is a curriculum based on the idea of educating students in four specific disciplines. Now, some people will add an E as in education, but traditionally you continue to hear things about STEM: science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's rather interdisciplinary, and the idea is to have it applied, as in not just sit in the classroom, not just talk about it, but go and do it. So what STEM folks believe is that these four disciplines should not be taught as separate and discrete subjects, but integrate them into a cohesive learning paradigm based on real-world applications. Now, some people would argue that the United States has historically been a leader in these fields, but fewer and fewer students have actually been focusing on these topics recently. Now, we know there's lots of branding going on, and schools have really put a stake in the ground, in particular colleges and universities, to say we are STEM-driven and we're putting more and more resources into these fields. In particular, the President Obama administration in 2009, they announced their Educate to Innovate campaign, and it was designed to inspire and motivate students to excel in STEM subjects. And what it also brought up is the fact that there's an inadequate number of teachers skilled to actually teach in these subjects. So it was a big rah-rah campaign to get America fired up, get teachers and students fired up from the middle of the pack in science and math to the top in terms of our international studies. So it's all about STEM right now, even though we still don't see a great number of people really understanding, and what I like to say, having a bridge to STEM. And that's where MBA Math Hoops comes in. So, according to the United States Department of Education, only 16% of high school students are interested in a STEM career. 16%. And only 16% have a proven proficiency in mathematics. So how can we talk about STEM careers when we don't have the foundation of mathematics to excel? Currently, there's nearly 28% of high school first-year students or freshmen where they declare an interest in a STEM-related field. But yet, 57% of these students will lose interest by the time they even graduate from high school. So what can we do? Well, there are a number of governmental agencies in D.C. that are working to make a difference. And, of course, we know about the amazing National Institute of Health, NIH. We know about NSF, National Science Foundation. These are governing bodies that work with scholars, with researchers, with community folks all across the country trying to make a difference and bring more attention. In fact, there are 13 agencies that are partners in the Committee on STEM Education, including the Mission Science Agencies and the United States Department of Education. So there's a lot more attention. There's a lot more grants that are available to help us move forward in this area. So what about jobs? Why do this? Well, there's definitely a need. According to a report by the website stemconnector.org, this year, projections estimate the need for 8.65 million workers in STEM-related jobs. Now, we know the manufacturing sector is facing an alarming large shortage of employees with these necessary skills. In fact, it's said to be nearly 600,000. And we know for sure, especially in our area, the Triangle, how cloud computing and technological advances are critical to do business. And we have a number of companies in our area leading in that space. But regardless, the bulk of STEM careers are definitely important, and we need to draw more attention to that, and we need to make a statement. We need to put a stake in the ground. In terms of these careers, we're talking about 71% will be needed in computing, more than 16% in traditional engineering, 7% in physical sciences, 4% in life sciences, and 2% in mathematics. As in, STEM jobs don't necessarily require a higher education or even a college degree, but what we're talking about is the importance of mathematics. So, MBA Math Hoops. I want to tell you more about this amazing opportunity for young people. We try to focus on fourth to sixth graders, but certainly we've seen elementary school students and high school students find that it helps them improve their skills and make a difference. So, what is it? It's a fast-paced basketball board game, curriculum, and community program that allows students to learn fundamental math skills with direct engagement with the real statistics of their favorite NBA and WNBA players. Yes, it's a fast-paced board game that creates a lot of smiles. It creates a lot of tension because you're trying to calculate these numbers and you're trying to win. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. I'm back talking about NBA Math Hoops. It's an exciting opportunity for young people, primarily elementary and middle school students, to learn math, to actually have the bridge to STEM at an early age. And how do we do it? We actually use a board game, an exciting board game, where students are looking at statistics from the NBA and WNBA players. We believe that STEM is crucial to the future of America, and there's lots of jobs out there in this field. But unfortunately, we don't necessarily have the most effective curriculum to get students excited about math, which in turn can lead to an interest in a STEM career. In 2011, that was the first year in which the majority of babies born in the United States were children of color. And the Census Bureau projects that by 2043, yes, 2043, the United States will become a majority-minority country. That is, more than half of all citizens will be persons of minority status. Well, as the racial and ethnic composition of the United States shifts, there is a risk that the scope of these achievement gaps, or some people say opportunity gaps, will become both deeper and wider, even as the average scores increase steadily nationwide. Now, I think we're all aware that the United States lags behind many other developed countries, scoring below average in math on the 2009 PISA test. And that's an indicator amongst Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD nations. And so what can we do? What can we do to address this deficiency? Well, NBA Math Hoops is the answer that I support and promote. So LearnFresh is the parent company for NBA Math Hoops, and you can visit NBA, National Basketball Association, mathhoops.org, and participate and get involved. I'm really excited because Michael Brown, who's been an assistant principal at Northside Elementary in Chapel Hill, and now he's at Morris Grove Elementary, he's introduced NBA Math Hoops to this community, and he's done a fantastic job. We've also introduced NBA Math Hoops to the entire Durham school system this past fall. And so people within our Triangle area are getting engaged and making a difference with their students. Most NBA teams now are aware of NBA Math Hoops, and several teams have actually adopted the program in their communities and are working hard and smart to get this wonderful board game in more of our schools. Well, what the students do is they play simulated basketball games, and they develop and apply multitasking skills. We believe that NBA Math Hoops gameplay and then the post-game mathematics activities are aligned with and informed by the Common Core standards for mathematics, and we are getting great results. And I would argue that math has never been this much fun. So, what's the impact? It is very, very strong. Overall, student scores in math have improved by an average of 28%, in 2013, 33% in 2014, and 37% in 2015. 75% of teachers said using NBA Math Hoops made them happier or more excited to go to school and teach. Now, who wouldn't want happier, more joyful, more pleasant teachers in your school? A 2014-15 evaluation showed that students who played 11-plus NBA Math Hoops games outperformed a control group by 300%, 300% on their post-tests. We are making a difference. By the numbers, 67% of the students who at baseline answered that they completed their math assignments just sometimes answered that they were completing them most of the time after the program. You can see why we are so excited about NBA Math Hoops. So, what's our program impact to date? Again, LearnFresh, NBA Math Hoops, we're all across the country. We've had over 87,000 student participants. Over 500,000 NBA Math Hoops games have been played. How about we've solved more than 61 million math problems? And 78% of educators reported that improved student attitudes towards math. We also believe that character is an important part of NBA Math Hoops, and we monitor and measure that. We've had 271,000 sportsmanship points earned. NBA Math Hoops, we believe it's the bridge to STEM. Now, in terms of how it works, the NBA Math Hoops calendar is broken up into 12 sessions, similar to the NBA season. So typically, the program is implemented for 45 to 90 minutes per week from the 8 weeks leading up to winter break through the 4 weeks after returning. Students will play the NBA Math Hoops board game. They'll complete their curriculum pieces and then participate in an incentive program that rewards top participants and sites with apparel, game tickets, and experiences with players. I've been really fortunate to work along with Mr. Michael Brown at Northside and Morris Grove and offer up some encouragement, play a few games with the students, and then give them swag from UNC and from my own personal inventory of stuff that I've collected over the years. And it's so cool to see the students so excited, again, using these incentives to get them to work on and improve their math scores. So exciting. At the end of the season, the top students from each site are invited to attend their regional championship tournament and then compete for the title of math champion. And so I was very blessed to be out in Oakland last year when Golden State was participating in the finals, and then to be there on site and to meet some of the Golden State Warriors coaches, administrators, players, along with the most important thing is being engaged with the students as they participated in the national NBA math tournament. And I wish you all could have seen the excitement from these students as they participated. It was amazing. Just the thrill of them to be there with their families, all expenses paid to our finalists, plus to have them walk the campus of Stanford and to learn about higher education and possibly one day being a Cardinal going to Stanford, taking them to numerous businesses throughout the area, inspiring them to consider different careers, all because of NBA Math Hoops. I'm very, very blessed to be a part of this organization and want to share more of it with the Triangle Region. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. And I'm fired up because it's NBA Math Hoops tournament time. I've been discussing how NBA Math Hoops has made a difference to me, to local students, and students all across the country. It's an amazing board game where I call it the bridge to STEM. We're using a board game and having students use shooting statistics from NBA and WNBA players to improve their math skills, adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. I've got some testimonies. First from Lisa Brody, who's an educator. She said that NBA Math Hoops has been an incredible experience for her entire class. As an educator, she always welcomes new and innovative ways to teach math. And her kids, their math skills, they skyrocketed throughout the program. And she also mentions that the regional tournament was so much fun and well organized at the Sacramento Kings Arena. And if that wasn't enough, the NBA Math Hoops National Championship was an amazing experience. Where Learn Fresh, the parent company of NBA Math Hoops, planned an extraordinary weekend for the kids, educator, and parents. And she's excited to start the program again next year. And how about from a student? Emily Garcia. She states, Math Hoops really changed my math skills. It was so much fun playing the game that it made me want to study. I'll never forget the trip to the NBA Math Hoops National Championship. I made a bunch of friends and did things I've never done before. Yes, NBA Math Hoops, I feel it is the bridge to STEM because we can talk about STEM being so important, critical thinking, great application, but if we don't have a strong pipeline, and in particular to low income, to students of color, to girls, then I really think that we're going to miss out on the potential and the brilliance of our country. So, this year, 2018, 20 students will head to Detroit for the 2018 NBA Math Hoops National Championship. I'm excited to go because I get to watch these young people compete for amazing prizes and just have a wonderful experience in Detroit. Students will be selected from a national population of over 1,400 qualifiers. These are students who competed at their local elementary or middle school. They've gone further and competed in a regional tournament, and they've been selected with an application and recommendations to be awarded this all-expense-paid trip. This year, we had over 30,000 national participants in the program. The students collectively represent 14 NBA franchises, 14 different states, and hail from many of the nation's most prominent academic institutions for young learners. Now, throughout the weekend, they're going to engage in some of the most prominent institutions in Michigan. We're going to be visiting the University of Michigan, Wayne State University. We're going to connect them to STEM learning and sports. and of course, having them see the collegiate academic environment. I know this will fire them up. They're going to have a hands-on activation, which will be supported and directed by Hasbro, who actually has been one of the leading and founding supporters of Learn Fresh. And they manufacture and donate every NBA Math Hoops board game. That's community involvement. So again, NBAMathHoops.org. Get involved. Cheer these young people on. And watch out. We're going to be coming to your school very soon. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman.